Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And we begin in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, a brand new simon, Tof Resh Mem Vav, which deals with the halachas of Hadassim. We just finished the halachas of Lulav and Tof Resh Mem Hei, and now we go to the Hadassim. And this will be 11 sifim in the simon, so we begin now with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, the Hadass, Sheniktam Rosho, if you have the top part of the Hadassim cut off, it still is kosher. What is he referring to? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nalef, Hainu Eitz, this is the stem of the tree. Awa ba'olu l'chud, lo shayach klal niktam rosho, u'kama m'sif yud b'hagah. We're going to see later on in the Simen that if you're just talking about the top of the leaf being cut off, that's nothing. And here we were saying that if the top part is cut off, we're referring to the stem, the actual branch of the Hadassim, and that is still good if the top part is cut off. Mishnah Berurah says kosher sifkat beis ein likamon in sif yud. We're going to learn shemevi machlokes with that. There's actually machlokes about this. Levi sheshnei sifim arishonim elu hein loshen Rambam. These first two sifim that we're going to have are the opinion of the Rambam, and from sif gimel and onwards, I mean sif gimel ve'elach who loshen ator. The nimshach kan acha loshen Rambam agav shor hadinim, and therefore we're listing over here the Rambam and all the other dinim are based upon the Rambam until we get to sif gimel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Matzal Hadas, he brings down that this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tmim Deyim. And he writes, Psule de Avos, Psulim Kol Shiva. This Psul that we're going to define over here by the Anaf Eitz Avos, by the Hadassim, is a Psul all 7 days. Mashma mizeh, the davko mashu posul mishum avos, that which is lacking because it's not avos. But the other psulim that we're going to talk about, for example, it's dried up, yavshu olav, the leaves are dried up, or anova meruvos me olav, if you have berries that are more than the leaves, so then that's only a psul rak biyom rishon. However, the Chofetz Chaim continues, Aval Emes, the Ravid, l'shitas was, or the Ravid disagrees, and he says that that's not what the Tmim Deim says. The psulim mishum hada, lo psulim rak biyom rishon. He says they're only a posul on the first day. And the Chofetz Chaim continues a discussion about this ayin and the rest of this bir halacha. In the issue footnote 4, he brings down that this machlok is going to be down in Sif Yud Aleph, and he says over there that la halacha we paskin shaf bishar hayomim notlo, you do take it if you don't have any other choice, but we don't make a bracha on it. We continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, nashru rov olav, if most of the leaves of the hadas fell off. So it depends. Im nishtayru shlosha olin, if you still have 3 complete leaves left on each row, bekein echod, that's each row, and as we'll see, it means on every one of the rows, then it's kosher, then it's still a kosher hados. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Gimel, hainu, shahaya b'chol kein v'kein ayotzi menu shiva olin. Originally, there were 7 leaves on each row. The nashu mehen arba, and 4 of them fell off, so that means that the majority fell off. However, since you're still left with 3 good ones, kivin shenishtayru shlosha olin adayin, Nikres Eitz Avos. Since 3 are still left, it's still called Eitz Avos, and half Eitz Avos, and therefore it's kosher. As we're going to see in Mitzvah tomorrow's year, with the Kaman in Sif Dalet. The issue footnote number 2 adds over here, there's a diagram to show you this, that you have to have the 3 leaves going on the same level. And he says, V'mnechsar mixas miguf alim, if some of the leaves' body is missing, the Bikur Yaakov brings down the name of the Ravid, as long as Nishar Rov Mikol Olav Olav, as long as the majority of each leaf is still present, it is kosher. And again, you can see the diagram that supports this. Now we're going to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet. He says you have to have 3 leaves on each level, Bekein Echad, so that's Hainu, Bechol Kein Bekein Mimenu, on each and every level. And the issue footnote number 3 brings down, he's telling us over here, on all of these levels, you need to have the Hadassim Mishulash. And Shulchan Aruch is going to explain in Sif Hey, Shetzarich Shirov Shira Hadas Yeh Avos. The majority of the Hadas has to be thick. In other words, Mishulash. And Pach Mizem Akiv. And if you have less than this, it's Ma'akiv. And Lemitzvot Tzarich Shekol Shir Orech Hadas Yeh Avos. And to do this properly, you have to have the 3 Tvachim Shir. It has to be the majority of it is Mishulash properly. And L'chatrila, it should all be Mishulash properly. Now we're going to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hayu anovav merubos me'olav. If you have on it something like grapes, they're really berries, they're called anovav, and you have more of them than you have the leaves. In other words, it's spotted. It's menumar. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Dilafamim godel al hahados pri kimin anova. In Sif Karnei, the Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes you have growing berries on these hadassim that look like grapes, and therefore we call them anovav, but it means the berries over here growing on the hadas. So if you have more berries than you have leaves, so it depends. im yerukos, if these berries are green, in other words, they blend into the green leaves, and it doesn't look bad, it still retains the status of being hador, then it's kosher. As the Mishnah Berurah explained in Sivkot and Vav, the gam hadas yaruku, because the leaves are also green. The berries don't ruin its appearance. As opposed to masha'en kein b'shoros, if you have darker berries, black berries, then it would ruin it. Or if you have red berries, v'gam adumos hevu shoros, the red ones would also be like the black ones, because the Gemara tells us, damrinan, hai shachar, that which is dark is actually originally red, adam hu elo shalaka, but it gets somehow hit, it gets somehow changed eventually to go from red to black. That's why I find by the Nida that there are really four colors of red, and then it says, and black too, because black is really considered a type of red that got loka. It was somehow changed into becoming black. However, aval adumos o shechoros, if you have red berries or you have darker berries, black berries, then it would be possible because the lav hodru, it doesn't have the status of being hodr. Dirshu footnote number 7 adds, Okishyesh al ali hados kisamim shechorim, if you add in the leaves of the hados little black stains on them. So then Rav Nissen Karolitz says, She'ein livsol es a hados mishum shechoser b'hador. That is not a lacking of hador, because even though the berries that are black ruin it, because it's lacking hador, but just because the leaves have little kisamim stains on them, ein lono lochadesh psul. That wasn't mentioned, and therefore we don't create a new psul. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet goes and brings down that this is Rashi's opinion, that if you have red or black berries, it ruins it, but green berries don't. But there's a whole complicated discussion there in the Gemara, which the Shaar HaTzion alludes to over here from the Yerushalmi. It's Mashma L'chora, the Maskanto, the Ikratam, that the real reason over here why it's no good, by the black ones, the Bishchoros, O Adumos, is Kvar Nigmar Pirium, because those berries are mature. By Torah Omar and the Torah Omra, the Torah tells us, Ulikachtem Anath, you have to take the Anath and not the Pri, below Pri. As opposed to if they're green, they're immature. Mashen can be Rukos, Adayin Lo Nigmar Pri. They're not yet called the Pri. The Darkon, Mitchil Lios Yaruk, they start off as green, and only after they become mature, Yachakach Misyabshin, they dry out and they become black, Vinasa Shochar. And he says, V'imderech ha'ados hazeh legadol peros yerukin. If it is normal for them to grow green berries, even at the completion, when they're mature, so then, according to this Yerushalmi, l'fize posul af birukin, then even the green ones would be no good. Now, the Mechaber doesn't mention this, and that's because the Babli doesn't make such a distinction. The Babli says, Yerukos mino dahadosu, that is normal, and mashma de tofe satam kemo sh'omar yushami mitchila mishum de'enon domus la'etzo. It's not considered that you're taking something that's similar to the hadas, mashma de tofe satam, like the Yerushalmi said, mishum de'enon domus la'etzo, it's not comparable to the wood. Rotzolomer means, shatorah mo lekatam anaf eitz, you have to take the eitz, and in this situation, bo'ino shi'ekach dover shu dome li'etz, shom min hazeh. And therefore, the alkan be yerokin, the green ones, lolam kosher. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch didn't make such a distinction. Again, a little bit complicated over here. You really need to go through the Gemara and through the Yerushalmi to understand this fully, but we just very quickly went through it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, the middle of Sivkotin Vav, Vim Hayushar Givonim, if there are other colors over here. For example, he says, Gemon, gel, o blah. Now, gel in the Tirgum number 1, it says it's a tzahov, it's like a yellowish color, or blow, which is like a blue, which is like a kachal, a blue color. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah brings down, in the Sefer, be kapos tamarim, the name of the Sefer is the kapos tamarim, famous Sefer, on this inyanim, so he's mitzadi lahachmir. He seems to say that this yellowish or blue colored berry would be no good, while the Prima Gadim is mistapik, whether this is the case or not. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, if you remove the berries, then it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Zayin that you remove them before Yom Tov starts. Because if you remove them on Yom Tov, you have a problem of Mesakin Mone. And there is no problem with doing this on Chol HaMoed or before the start of Yom Tov, even L'chatchila. That the leaves should be more numerous than the berries. You can do this L'chatchila. It's not a problem, as long as it's not a problem of Yom Tov. And you can even do this after you've bound the lulav already together. So you might have thought maybe this is a problem of tasev lomen osui, but it's not. You can remove these berries and make it good at that point in time. It's perfectly okay. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, what about asking a goy to do this for you on yontif? So this is a suffix, this is a machlokas. The Prima Gadim is left with a tzaruch ion. Why should it be usher to be mamayati anovim on yontif via nachri? And Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down that this is totally on a machlokas we've shown him. How do we view this miyut anovim biyontif? Is it nisa daraisa or derabanan? According to the Mordechai, shenach shav latikun gomor of isur medaraisa. According to the Mordechai, that's nisa daraisa. You wouldn't be allowed to go and ask the guy to do this for you. On the other hand, according to Rashi and Tosfos, she'ain isur elam derabanan. It's only nisa derabanan. It's mesakin kli, and according to this, you'd be allowed to go and ask a guy to do this because this would be a shvus, the shvus with makom mitzvah. It's amirul akam to ask it to do something that's only osed derabanan, and you're doing this to fulfill the mitzvah, so it should be allowed. And again, now we go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us what I just alluded to. You're not allowed to go do this on yontif because lefi yishu mesakin, because it's as if you're making this into a kosher hados on yontif. Either it's a derais or derabanan, as we just said, but you to do it, you're not allowed to do a derabanan over here. It's only to ask a guy to do it that would be totally whether it's a din derais or a din derabanan. In any event, what happens if you didn't follow this rule? If you were avar velikton, you went and go and picked off the berries on yontif. So in this situation, or oshelikton, now we have the gear, so echod echod leachila, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down, or if somebody else did it for the purposes of eating those berries, then it would be good. Harei ze kosher. Now let's understand this. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nechas, where he says, Ayin and the Taz and the Vilna Gaon and the Gra, Sheskimu. They both agree, the Tzorech Lomar, that the right girsa should be over here, O Shelikton Acher Leachila, or Acher Acher Leachila. Somebody else did it for the purposes of Achila. And the Chain Hiskim HaMogen Avram Medina. This is also the opinion of Mother Mogen Avram. Because if you do it yourself, the Davka Ish Acher Shelikton Leachila, if somebody else is doing it to eat the berries, he doesn't care that he's now making it a kosher hodus. Because he's not using it. So therefore, he doesn't care that it's now a kosher hodus. Mutter, that person would be allowed to go pick off the berries to eat. I forgot the basic ratio. You know, by definition, if you pick off the berries, it's going to become kosher. It's not a problem because you're not doing it for yourself. The male mukshar, that's not a psik ratio problem. He doesn't care at all about this. Now it's going to be good hadassah because he's not using it. It's not his. But since somebody else will benefit from it, now this owner of it or somebody else will be allowed to fulfill the mitzvah with it. Lo machmirinam bezeh. We don't make a chumra over here to say that somebody else can't pick it off. As opposed to Mashi Kain, Mashi Ein Kain, Oso Ish Gufa, that person himself who owns this, for him it's not going to be a good hodos. So even though his intention is to eat it, af imhu mechavi lachila, really, it's not a trick, he really wants to eat them. V'lo lachshiro, but not to make it into a kosher hodos, nevertheless, that would be awesome. We call Markum also the psik ratio. That would be no good because it is a psik ratio for that person. Unless he has other hadasim to be yotzei the mitzvah with, and then it's not a psik ratio that he's making him into kosher hadasim because he has other hadasim already. And therefore, in that situation, in the islay hadasim achayim lost his ben, they ain't sorrowed them and he has no need for them, then it would paradoxically be good. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Maschil Avraham Lichton alludes to a major question in the Gemara from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention anything about when it turned these berries into dark berries, being from green to black, let's say. So it's mashma, the sphere lay that the Mechaber holds, afilu mishchiru b'yantif, even if they were green before yantif, and now only on yantif did they become no good, da'avile nira v'nidcha, this would be that it was good, and then it's no good, and now, afilu hachi, if you were to go and chose v'nira, and make it good again, either because you picked off the berries in a way that's permissible, for example, the other person did it, somebody else did it, acher did it li'achila, or by accident, somebody did it, Avraham Lichton, it would be good. Now, the Chavetz Chaim then goes into a discussion. This is actually a famous machlokas in the Gemara, and read the rest of this Bir Halacha to discuss that. Those that are doing the Daf Yomi now will hopefully remember this. It's a very interesting sugya in the Gemara in Sukkah. The issue footnote number 10 tells us, Afim Avraham Lichton b'shogeg, if the person plucked them off by accident, then the Shulchan Aruch says it's kosher. And the reasoning is, she'ein b'zeh mishum mitzvah ba'av avera. Here there's no mitzvah ba'av avera. Because shela'achar gemara avera, here when you were malakit them, that's when you did the avera, and now it's not at the same time that you're doing the mitzvah. And that's not called a mitzvah ba'av avera. So therefore, if you plucked them off, avar v'lichtum by accident, b'shogeg, it would be acceptable. Additionally, the Shar HaMelech adds over here that we only say mitzvah ba'av avera, rak sha mitzvah ba'av b'shasu avera, that they're coming together. For example, eating matzah that's tevel or demai, or with a lulav agozel. Now that I have a stolen lulav in your possession, you have to give it back. So therefore, kol zman shalom achziro, it's in this situation, you're over the heshev v'sekdela. As opposed to, in our case, Mashein Kein Kan, Shibishas Asiyas HaMitzvah, at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, that's not when you plucked it off. And Eino over Klal Aveira. It's just that this is an item that had an Aveira done to it. And that's a big distinction over here that the Shar HaMelech brings down. Another nafkamina with this would be if it came from outside the Tchum. So, granted, an Aveira was done from it. However, right now it still would be kosher to use. Furthermore, the Shar HaMelech writes, Shekevin, she'efshul mitzvah shetiyosi at below Aveira. Since there was a permissible way as well to do this, for example, if some other person actually wanted to eat the berries, therefore it's also not called a mitzvah habab b'aveira. And he says, however, this is somewhat dochak. The issue of footnote number 11 brings down that we said if you have another hadas, then it's not considered over here psik reisha. He says that's only if the other hadas is really a mehudu dika type of hadas. But if it's not really a nice one, so then also lalakid is ha'anovim, sharu b'chlal mesakin, then that would be considered mesakin mana. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, umayom rishon ve'eloch, from the first day and onward, kashya b'chol inyan. The Ramah says that it's perfectly good after the first day. What are we talking about? He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of the Orchos Chaim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot and Tes, wrote to Lomar, afilu lo miyatom b'chlal, if you didn't go and remove the berries, so after the first day it's good. And his reasoning is, v'tamo, the Sfira Lei, the Kol HaPsulim, because he holds that anything that makes a psul over here, afilu osam shepsulim mishum hadar, even those things that are puzzled because of hadar, gam kem psulim hu rak biyom rishon, they're only puzzled on the first day, and therefore after the first day they would be good. Based upon this, the paskin will come on the sim tof reish mem test the psulim machmas hod the psulim kol shiva. But we don't pass like this opinion that the Ramah brings down over here, and therefore we say that you do require hodah for all the 7 days. So gam bazeh psulim kol shiva. This would also be no good all 7 days. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes anaf etzavos amar b'Torah. That which the Torah tells us to take that dasim. It refers to it as anaf etzavos. So the key word there is avos. So that tells us who hahados sha'olav chofen esetzav. This tells us that the hadas is a type of a tree where the leaves encircle the stem, the branch. For example, you go and shlosha olam o yosef begivalecha, that on each level, each row, you have at least 3 leaves. You can have more than that, and even if you pluck off some, as we said before, as long as you have left 3, that is perfectly kosher. Mr. Burr in Sifkot Yud tells us, begival echad rotz olamar bechol kein v'kein, on every level, you have to have the 3, the mishuloshim. If you smuchim, they have to be near each other in one circle. We'll explain that in a moment in the issue number 13. And they can't be one significantly lower than the other one, even though they're all coming out of the same essential branch, the same okits. Let's understand this better by going to the issue, footnote number 12, where he has a diagram as well. So the footnote says, Him tzorech shiroshi alim yagil lo'okits alim shema aleim. Does the top of the leaf have to reach the bottom of the leaf above it? So we'll learn here, over here in our Shari Tshuva, that he brings down the name of the Maruk Tzia, Shahados Shiroshi Alab Eina Magim Lokit Sa'alim Shemei Aleim Harei Zeposel. It's no good if it doesn't reach up and cover it. And the reasoning is, Mishum Shalamedim Kavachomi Milulav. This is learned out from Lulav. Uma Lulav Shein Din Shal Anof of Chofim Eseitzo. It doesn't require the 8 ovos. And nevertheless, we say, Main Rosho Shoseh Magili Karo Shoseh. If the bottom leaf of the Lulav doesn't reach to the next leaf above it, we said, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that it's no good. So then a Kavachoma by the Hadas, which tells us it has to be Anath 8 ovos, that certainly should be the case. Sheish Din Shanof of Chofim Eseitzo. It has to have the encirclement over here, and that the bottom leaves have to reach the top leaves. On the other hand, the next paragraph he brings out for the Bikur Yaakov and the Chazon Ish that may not be true. They disagree with the Maruk Tzia, based upon several reasonings, that the Hadas is not the same din as the Lulav. And the Maskon of the Chazon Ish is, Shekivin shel Alocha Pasach HaShulchan Aruch, that the Yikuva is only Berubo, Lochein Kol Sherubo Mechuse Kosher, as long as the majority is Kosher, and the Divrei HaMaruk Tzia is Tzarech Iyun. He does bring down other opinions as well, Ayin Shom. In the next diagram, in this same footnote, he brings down what happens if the leaves bend backwards over here and don't go straight up and cover up the leaf above them. So he brings down from the Ran, Shadot Skizeh Apostle. That would be no good. But he says, Ha'olam Einu Nesharim Bezeh, Bitzarech Iyun, why not? On the other hand, the Bikur Yaakov and the Chazon Ish say that this is a perfectly good kosher chadas. Tisha foot number 13 brings down that what exactly are we describing? It has to be in the same circle. So if you look at the top diagram, so it means that they're all on the same level. And then in the next two diagrams, he brings down what happens if they're on slightly different levels. So if all of them can be essentially encircled by one circle and it would catch both the middle and the upper one and the lower one, it would be good. But if they're not all on the same level, then it would be no good. I and the rest of this footnotes for many, many additional details. And with this, we'll conclude today's share.